Hi, this is Pastor Curtis Crawford welcoming you to our podcast. At Revive Outreach Church, we're striving to revive an awareness of Christ in our communities through Christ-centered compassion, service, and evangelism. You can learn more about us online at www.reviveoc.org or on Facebook at facebook.com/reviveoutreachchurch. We hope that you enjoy this message, and God bless.
Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When I'm seeking something, if I'm really looking for it, I'm going to put the effort that I have into it, everything that I have into it. God laid this on my heart this morning, one word came to me, and that's the word chase. When we're seeking something, we're chasing after it. We're chasing to find it. We're chasing after it. Now, I don't chase many things nowadays, but I can tell you that when I was a kid, when I would chase after something, I would chase it to catch it. Right? You don't chase something not to catch it. If you're really chasing, you're going to run as fast as you can to catch that which you're chasing. You're going to put all your energy into it, all your effort into it. You're going to run as fast as you can to catch that which is your prey, that which you are trying to get hold of. You're not going to walk to catch something. Amen. You're not going to sit down and wait for it to come to you, right? You are going to chase it with all that is in you, because the truth of the matter is, what you're chasing is not going to walk up to you and let you catch it.
Amen.
You've got to chase it. There has to be effort. Why? Because when there's no effort, we don't appreciate what we're chasing after.
Amen.
We take it for granted, right? So here's what God laid upon my heart this morning. You and I need to chase God with all that is in us. See, when it says we will seek him, we'll find him, but there's a catch. When we search for him with all of our hearts.
Right. Amen.
See, there's a difference in saying I seek God and then chasing God, searching for God with all of your heart.
Right.
See, I can half-heartedly seek something. Like when my wife asked me to find something in the cupboard, right? And I can't find it after I stare at it for 10 minutes, right? And she comes there and finds it immediately. I'm not really looking for it. I don't need it. I don't move a whole lot of items around. I don't want to bend down that low in the cabinet. I ain't putting forth the effort to find it. Why? I don't need it. Come on now. Right? But if it's something I want, like some RC Cola hidden in the back of the cabinet, at the very bottom, guess what? This brother will get on his knees and clear out the bottom of the cupboard to get myself an RC Cola. Why? I want it.
Amen.
Right? I want it. I'll put forth the effort, the energy to do what it takes to get a hold of that thing that will bring me fulfillment. See, so many times in our lives, we're chasing stuff that doesn't bring us fulfillment.
Yeah. Right.
We're going after things that does not bring us fulfillment.
Amen.
Dr. Tony Evans this week said that, I love the quote, he was talking about people believing, trying to get their fulfillment from elsewhere and not seeking God, not turning to God. And his quote was that some people are too educated to be delivered by God. And some people are too professional to be delivered by God. He said, but if your education could deliver you, then why are you still sick?
That's right.
Right? So here's the thing. What I'm chasing for fulfillment, if it could deliver me, I wouldn't be sick. I wouldn't be unhappy. I wouldn't be miserable. I wouldn't be without joy. If I was chasing that which brings fulfillment, the true God,
right,
then I will have joy and happiness in my life.
Amen.
Chasing him, not chasing all of these other my heart. I've been in church my whole life. Right? I've prayed the prayers. God, I submit to you. Lord, take all of me. Come on. You probably prayed the same prayer. Lord, change me.
Yeah, yes.
The problem is I put all the onus on God and I don't chase him.
That's right.
See, asking God to change you does no good if you're not seeking God.
Amen.
Asking God to move in your life will not accomplish anything if you are not seeking God.
Amen.
Right? So I need to be seeking him, meaning I need to be praying every day. I need to be reading his word every day. Practical things. You would be so surprised at how many Christians don't pray and don't read God's word every single day. There's those of us in this room who don't pray and don't read God's word every single day. And we wonder why we're miserable. And we wonder why things keep going wrong. It's because we're not chasing God. Now, you guys know that I'm not a prosperity preacher, and that's not what I'm talking about. If you chase God enough, you'll get whatever you want. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you'll get the intangibles. You'll get the intangibles like joy and peace and comfort, right? You'll get the intangibles like fulfillment. Things that material stuff can't bring, but only the God of all creation can bring. See, we have a spirit that needs to communicate with God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
If I'm trying to communicate with this world, my spirit's not going to be satisfied. If I'm trying to satisfy the spirit with material things, it's not going to be satisfied. If I try to fill the hole in my life with material stuff, guess what? The hole's never going to be filled.
Amen.
But if I seek God with my spirit, then my spirit can be satisfied.
Yeah.
And when my spirit's satisfied, then when I look at my life, I could be satisfied in spite of what I'm going through and what I'm facing.
Amen.
Right? I can trust and rely on God that he's going to take care of everything eventually. I can trust and rely on God that he has my best interests at heart.
Amen.
I can trust and rely on God that he loves me. He'll never let me down. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. No, things may not be rosy, peachy, awesome in our lives, but we can have faith and trust in a God that has got it under control.
Yes.
But if I'm not seeking God, if I'm not chasing God, I can't have that fulfillment.
Amen.
I can't have that joy. I'll be anxious all the time, worried all the time, because I'm not chasing him. If we want to see God move in our lives, we've got to chase him.
Yeah.
If we want to see our family saved, we got to chase him. If we need to see God move in our families, to see miracles happen, we got to chase him.
Amen.
With all that we have and all that is in us, we've got to run like he is the only thing that we can have that will bring us fulfillment.
Amen.
Like water. You ever been so thirsty that the only thing that would satisfy your thirst was water?
Amen.
I love soda, but there's a time when I just want water to drink. When you're so thirsty that the only thing that can quench your thirst is water. Coffee won't do it. Tea won't do it. Soda won't do it. Juice won't do it. You need water. Well, we need to chase God like we chase the drink of water.
Yes. Amen.
That is the only thing that will quench our thirst. See, a lot of us haven't got thirsty enough. Come on. We haven't got thirsty enough to chase God like he's our last drink of water. The desert hasn't got dry enough for us to chase God like he's our next drink of water. Come on, somebody hear me today. You wonder why things are drying up in your life? That's because God wants you to chase him.
Yes.
Amen.
You wonder why things are going wrong? God wants you to chase him. God will cause a famine and dry up the resources in our life if we won't chase him. Why? Because we are too blessed to chase him.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We have too much to chase him.
Yes.
Because we ain't chased him, unless we need him.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And so God says, all right, I'll put things in place to make you need me. Something you can't fix on your own.
Mm-hmm.
something you can't take care of on your own, so that you'll chase me because I am that final drink of water that you need to make it through the desert.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But I'm stubborn, and I wait till I'm so thirsty, my tongue is swelling. I don't think I'm going to make it. I've exhausted all my resources. I've dug all the wells that have run empty, that are all dry. I've done everything I know to get water to meet my need. And God says, I'm right here with the water that you need. And you'll just look up and stop looking at the world. Chase me.
Amen.
Chase me.
Yes.
I can't chase something unless I'm looking at it.
That's right.
I'm not going to be able to follow it. If I'm not looking at what I'm chasing, I will lose it.
That's right.
I got to look at him. I got to watch him. I got to see where he goes and follow after him. I got to chase him with all that is in me.
Amen.
Chase him. Chase him. Chase him.
Amen.
But what causes us not to chase God? Sin causes us not to chase God.
Amen.
Rebelliousness in our lives that separates us from him, that causes us to be ashamed, to feel guilt in our lives. It prevents us from chasing God.
Amen.
I feel guilty. I'm rebelling against him, so I don't want to make eye contact.
Ooh.
Come on. It's like Adam and Eve in the garden. When they sinned, they hid themselves from God because they were naked. When I'm living in persistent rebelliousness towards God, I don't want to be in his presence. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to look him in the eye. Why? Because his all-piercing eye stares right down into the middle of me that lets me know that I'm living the wrong way.
Amen.
The only thing that can fix that is an attitude of repentance.
Right.
Daily repenting and calling about upon him for mercy and grace and forgiveness. And asking the Holy Spirit to strengthen us to walk away from the rebellious. Sin will keep us from chasing after God.
Amen.
Rebelliousness will keep us. For a moment, it will satisfy and occupy us. Like my dog. I could give my dog a toy that's supposed to be indestructible. And within 30 minutes, he'll have it ripped apart and defluffed. Destroyed completely. It'll occupy him for 30 minutes. But you know what happens when he gets it defluffed? He gets tired of it. He don't like the fluffing on the inside once it's out of it. He gets bored with it. He's not interested anymore. If a toy has a squeaker, he'll squeak, 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 squeak. But when that squeaker breaks, guess what? He moves to the next toy with a squeaker. He don't like that toy anymore. You hear what I'm saying? See, we get distracted by sin, and we squeak the squeaker. We like the noise that it makes and the satisfaction that it gives. It makes us feel good. And then the squeaker breaks, and we're left with nothing but a broken toy and nothing to our name and nothing that brings fulfillment and joy or satisfies our needs. Sin will do that to us. Distract us. Leave us with nothing. And leave us alone. But God, if we will call upon him, he'll forgive us, have mercy. He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Pride keeps me from chasing God.
Yes.
Believing that I know better than God. That'll keep me from chasing God. I spent a great deal of my life believing that I knew better than God. Well, God, you obviously don't get it. So I'll go run over here and take it. Or, God, you're not working fast enough. If you don't fix this now, it's going to be a problem. And I'll run and take care of it. Come on, pride keeps us from following after God, chasing after God. God, I know better. God, I'll take care of it. Or how about this? God, I'm afraid to admit that I need you.
Amen.
Right? Because once I admit that I need him, I have to make him Lord of my life. And so he can't just penetrate that need. He's got to go into the whole area and take care of all the needs.
Yeah.
I don't want to open up all my needs. I want him to take care of the splinter that's bothering me now. Leave the rose bushes around me the way that they are until I get pricked on the next one. Come on.
Right. Yeah.
Take care of the immediate pain. I don't want you to clean out everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's pride.
Mm-hmm.
Pride is saying, stay away, God. I don't want you to see what's in there. That's pride. Pride will keep us from chasing him because we do not want him to know what we have hidden, or we don't give him the time or don't want to give him the time because of other things in our lives. Other things take priority.
That's right.
That's pride. Giving anything priority over God is pride. It's saying, God, I know better than you. That brings me fulfillment better than you. That does better by me than you. So when you and I put things in front of God, that's pride. Arrogance to think that we know better than God. Arrogance to believe that another God in our life can be as great as the God Almighty. That's pride. That's arrogance. It'll keep us from chasing God. Pain will keep us from chasing God. Hurt, regret will keep us from chasing God. A past where we were hurt or taken advantage of or used will keep us from chasing God. It acts like a ball and chains on our feet. It drags us down. We can take a step or two and slide, but we can never get in stride because it's weighing us down. Hurt, regret, resentfulness, bitter, anger. Come on, anger. All of those things will weigh us down and keep us from chasing God.
Amen.
The devil loves to weigh us down with those things to keep us from chasing the Lord. It's so easy for him to pile up our past on top of us to keep us from chasing God.
Amen.
But see, we serve a God who said, cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us.
Amen.
We serve a God who don't care about your past. He cares about your future.
Amen.
We serve a God who wants the best for you down the road. He don't care about the bad decisions you made back then. We serve a God that if someone took advantage of you in the day, he can give you peace, help you forget, and he can prosper your future so you're never taken advantage of again. We have a God that can reverse the consequences of sin in an instant. We have a God that can set you free if you've been bound by the words of somebody else over your life. You serve a God who can unbound it in a moment if you'll call upon his name. If you've had guilt heaped upon you by somebody in your life, if you've been beat down by somebody in your life emotionally, spiritually, if you've been beat down physically, God can set you free by just one word if you'll see him, chase him, call upon him. Don't let your past determine your future. Let God Almighty, who already knows what he planned for you, who had a purpose for your life, let him determine your future. Don't let past decisions keep you from chasing God. Don't let somebody else keep you from chasing God.
Yes.
Husband, wife, child, friend.
Amen.
Don't let them keep you from chasing God. Who cares what they think? Chase God. My mom and dad, my dad did not know the Lord. And there came a time when my dad told my mother, it's you or me, it's God or me. It's God or me. And so mama said, well, you know, I'm going to choose God. Daddy changed his tune. He thought he was laying down an ultimatum, but when mama said, nope, God's always first, he changed his tune. And even if he hadn't changed his tune, my mom would have chose God first.
Amen.
Don't let people affect your ability to chase God.
Amen.
Don't let them act like anchors around your neck. Cut them loose.
Yeah.
Relationships, cut them loose.
Jesus.
Cut them loose. Let them go.
That's right.
So that you could chase God with all that's in you.
Amen.
Anyone that is keeping you from chasing God is bad for your life and not supposed to be there.
Amen.
I can tell you that right now. Anyone that's keeping you from being all that you can be in God, they need to go. Because God did not intend you to be grounded by somebody else. Surround yourself with people that love you, encourage you to go after God with all that's in you.
Amen.
To chase God with all that's in you.
Amen.
Don't let people keep you from going after him. Don't let regret, don't let words keep you from chasing God, if you want to see God work in your life, you've got to chase Him.
Amen.
And that means more than showing up on Sundays once a week.
Amen.
And that means more than praying before you go to sleep a couple nights a week.
Amen.
It means more than saying your grace over your food. Mm-hmm. Oh, chasing God means that every ounce of your effort goes to chasing Him, seeking Him, wanting to have a relationship with Him. It means getting rid of the distractions in your life and making Him number one. Making hard decisions that are affecting me right now. TV, movies, internet.
Amen.
Is affecting me. The news, social media, it affects me and keeps me from chasing God.
That's right.
With all that's in me, they're distractions. Now, that may not be a distraction to you. For me, it's a distraction. For you, it might be something else. But for me, those are distractions that keep me from putting all my energy and my effort into chasing God. They hamstring me.
Amen.
So identify those things in your life. What's keeping you from chasing God? Is it aspirations? Is it pride? Is it arrogance? Is it other people? What's keeping you from chasing God this morning?
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope that you enjoyed it and were blessed by it. Each month we have people from all over the world who listen to the messages made available. If you've been blessed by this ministry, would you consider making a donation of any amount to help support us as we continue to reach a loss for Christ? Donations can be made online at www.reviveoc.org or by check at Revive Outreach Church, 411 Chatham Heights Road, Suite 101, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22405. Thank you for your prayers and your continued support. May God richly bless you.